welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. This is Ryan Gutowski, joined, as always, by...
by Rick White. Yes, that is me. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Rick, how have you been doing, sir? I'm ready to pitch a good game that is going to clean your clock.
Well, I just had fajitas, so, I mean, I'm the winner in the situation no matter what happens.
That's true. No matter what happens, you have won tonight. That's good. Yeah. So, we have a guest judge, Eric Yurko, with What's Eric Playing, joining us tonight. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing pretty well. Just finished up my work day, preparing to hear some pitches and see what happens next.
Excellent. So, Eric, tell us a little about what you do on the internet and how you interact with board games.
Excellent. So, like I said, my name's Eric. I'm a writer slash photographer for my board game review website, whatsericplaying.com, and I contribute to the Punchboard Media and Inside Voices networks. Beyond that, I hang out on Instagram sometimes, slash What's Eric Playing. I yell at people on Twitter, just sort of, you know, generally whatever I can do, bad pun threads, etc.
So if you yell at people on Twitter, does that mean all of your tweets are in caps?
God, I wish. That's the dream right there.
Is there a mode for that?
Yes. I think it's just caps lock.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it just flashes as it appears on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you would mess up and tweet without caps lock one day, and then the whole cover would be blown.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why I don't do it. That's specifically the only reason.
It's the long con there. So you may know some of Eric's photography. He posts some pretty amazing photographs beautiful board games online. So if you haven't seen his stuff, head over to his website and check it out after the show. Don't browse while listening. It's hazardous to your health. Rick, Rick and I know how this game goes, but let's talk about it for our listeners. This is what's going to happen. Rick is going to pitch a board game. I'm going to pitch a board game. And then Eric here, our guest judge, is going to chime in and judge which is the least crappy of the two game pitches. These are board game pitches that we've come up with from our own brain that have very little validity. Like, they're pretty terrible. And we created them in all of like 5 minutes. So expect that sort of quality. So, Rick, why don't you take it away, man?
All right. I will kick us off with a dex. Did you tell them our theme, Ryan?
No. So Eric picked dexterity games as the theme for this week.
Yes, and so my dexterity game, I love them, and I generally make them anyway, so right in my wheelhouse. This one is Don't Wake the Baby. Now, I am starting to try to get my mindset. We're going to have our first child in September, so I'm trying to get my – thank you. I'm trying to get myself ready for that, and so this game is kind of helping you prepare for fatherhood or motherhood by having you complete tasks while holding a baby. Now, the game will not come with a real baby because I don't think we can pull that off. But the game's going to come with a very advanced baby doll that has several sensors and different things inside of it. And it's also going to come with some challenge cards. So those sensors are going to do things like the primary thing will be that it will detect too much movement. Because you're trying to keep the baby asleep, and if it moves too much, the baby will start to cry and you fail. So on your turn, you're going to draw a card, and you must complete a task while holding the baby and not excessively moving. Mm-hmm. So this could be answering a phone call. Maybe it's getting a bottle ready. Maybe it's carrying out a bag of groceries. We'll try to include some things in the game, but it might be one of those scenarios where you BYOS, bring your own stuff to the game so that you can be having a full experience. Now, one thing that's going to happen is that opponents will have cards that you can acquire throughout the game for failing or completing tasks. It kind of depends on what's going on, but these are going to be challenge cards that make the task more difficult. So maybe you have to rock the baby the whole time to keep it happy, or maybe sing to it, or maybe you're having to get a bottle and feed the baby the whole time. There's going to be different things that you have to do that give you challenges. If you manage to complete the challenge, you get points, and those extra things that the opponents add, they'll actually get you more points. So you'll play this over a few rounds slash till you get tired of it, and whoever has the most points wins. And of course, it wouldn't be a Rick White game creation if we didn't already have the expansion ready for it. The expansion Twins. It's just a box with another baby doll in it. And you just have to do the same things. There'll be some more challenge cards. And you've got to be able to manage both of those babies at the same time, adding an extra level of difficulty. So that is Don't Wake the Baby.
So it's sort of a Tiny Town situation where you got, you know, the more copies you buy, the more babies you have to sort of hold at once.
Exactly. Yes.
We could even copies, go to triplets. Octuplets,
yeah,
and that's just...
yeah, we could octomom this if we really want to.
That's great.
It's good that you have a nice like linear scaling curve there. Makes the game's sort of progression very logical.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we could call it a training tool, but really it's going to be a way for us to kind of entertain ourselves, most certainly.
I will tell you, as a father of kids that are over the age of 10, this is a game that I would not even step 10 foot close to.
You don't want those memories to come back?
Well, no, I think I did my... I handled my business.
You served your time.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, as someone who's still a ways off from the kids phase of my life, it does fill me with a profound existential dread. Sort of like as I was thinking, oh, yeah, I guess I could have kids some... Oh, God. And then just like my pupils dilated a bit. Now I'm thinking about dying. Which,
well, if you don't mind, I am going to put that quote right on the lid of the box. Fills me with profound existential dread.
That's a lot of games, to be fair, but go for it. I don't have monopoly on dread.
So my dexterity game is less baby-oriented and more oriented around bugs. This is Infestation the Party Edition. Now, you may know Infestation. Listeners, you may know Infestation from just a couple episodes ago when I pitched the original game of Infestation to Steve Jackson.
Yeah, I love the self-promotion happening here. Yeah, you already think your game was so good that you're just because Steve Jackson complimented it doesn't mean it's ready for a party edition.
I respect I'm just the franchising, saying, honestly.
Exactly. This is a direct sequel to Infestation, the mega hit from Steve Jackson Games. Infestation Party Edition. This game, basically, it's the similar to the original with none of the original mechanics, but all the artwork to save money.
Right, of course. That's how you make the party middle game version.
Exactly. In the middle of the table, there's going to be a cardboard house. It's just basically some rooms, like boxed off rooms, that's got five divided rooms. They're going to be different sizes. There's going to be smaller rooms and bigger rooms to kind of give you some different targets. Players are given a launching device. It's basically like a little seesaw. Maybe we put a rubber band in it, make it a little bouncier. In order to launch their bug meeples into the home in the center of the table. Each room can support a maximum of three bugs of the same color. The person who launches the third bug of the same color gets they collect the bugs as victory points. Landing short of the house isn't always a bad thing, so you've got this barrier of cards around the square home that is going to give you different bonuses. Some cards give you perks, but then as more cards roll out during the game, some of them are actually penalties that either kill bugs or maybe they take away points from you, negative points at the end of the game. I have no clue how this game ends, but at some point the game will come to an end. I'm thinking because this is a party edition, it's got to support 6 to 8 players. So you've got 6 to 8 of those little seesaw things in different colors. And of course, we've got the 250 bug meeples that came in the original game Infestation that was such a mega hit 3 to 4 weeks ago when we originally pitched
Certainly.
It.
Certainly. Yes.
So, yeah. So that is the whole game. Think just flicking bugs into a box, hoping to be the first 1 to 3 of the same color, and then collecting those bugs as victory points.
Okay. Let me think here. So, couple things. I like the comparison in my brain to Shaky Manor. Have you played that one?
Yes. And that's actually the original pitch of Infestation. Shaky Manor was in my head while I was pitching it. I was like, whatever.
Well, it's got that nice spider in it that's really frustrating.
It does. Yeah.
So that's something that immediately comes to mind. One point of feedback. What are your thoughts on creeples instead of bug meeples?
Ooh,
yeah, see.
What a...
Yeah. The creeples, that's much, much better. And that's something that Keymaster did with... So creeples. Yeah. Definitely.
Like creepy crawlies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you're ripping off this game Coconuts that I've seen several places where you're just flicking things with like a little catapult. And just because you changed it from like coconuts and monkeys to bugs in a house, I don't think you should get much credit, Ryan. I don't know.
Coconuts? Yeah. Is that a thing for real?
Yeah.
He's hitting back with a potential IP violation. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, yeah, Ryan. Come on now.
I don't know about coconuts, but I will tell you that I do know the game that Rick and I played at Origins last year, the one where you're flicking the little people into the pool that's on the – do you remember playing that, Rick?
Yeah.
I think it was Yellow Games or
Blue-Orange. Yeah.
Blue-Orange, yeah. So, yeah.
So you're just ripping people off left and right is essentially what's happening.
Well, to be fair, he's forgetting the classic catapult game, Carcassonne Catapult, the Carcassonne expansion that they literally didn't reprint because they don't want to talk about it ever again.
Really?
I am Googling right now. You guys keep talking.
Oh, it's...
Crap, Rick's going on eBay.
It's, you can find it on eBay. It's like $150, but...
Wow, I guess Rick's going to be broke now.
It's,
amazing.
It's a dexterity add-on for Carcassonne where you can use a small, essentially, like, not rubber-banded, but wooden catapult. It is incredible.
That's really interesting. That's cool.
It's like they locked, like, three of the Carcassonne developers in a basement, said, no one leaves until I have a dexterity component. And this is what they came
up
with.
That's funny.
It's not
people
bad.
Like Jenga make something like that.
It's
so.
It's just weird. I think it's my favorite. I don't know. I picked it up. Yeah, I managed to get it from like a warehouse sale at KublaCon a few years back for MSRP, which blew my mind. The person was like $16, and I'm like, oh, well,
yes.
Okay. I think someone was selling it for $100 at Gen Con that same year, and I was like, I guess I could have flipped it, but I love it too much? Question mark.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So Ryan, so we've got, you know, a nice original idea with a baby that I am inventing, and then a game that also rips off three others at the very least. So I mean, is this even a competition this week? Or
I feel like it is. It's up to Eric to decide, not Rick.
Ah, it's close enough.
It is close enough.
Well, so yeah, that's the problem, right? Is that you're like, are we supporting original content here, or are we supporting what would you say? A thoughtful synthesis of classic concepts from multiple games?
That sounds really professional.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, let's make sure Eric's never a competitor on the show because he would clean our clocks.
I feel like he would know all the... Yeah, geez. Mm. You have too much knowledge, Eric. That's the problem.
So, on one hand, let me talk... So, again... As a reviewer, it's not just my responsibility to talk about, like, if a game is bad. My responsibility is to find things that people might enjoy about both games, right? So before I come to an overall rating, I think it's important to note that for a lot of people, there's sort of like, there's a whole side market of baby-themed party games, right? Where you're like melting a chocolate bar in a diaper or something that's like, the baby shower games are, I'm just going to say it, weird. They're strange. They're foreign to me. I don't get it. That's fine. Yeah. But
understandable.
Don't Wake the Baby could be a nice alternative for people that don't want to stick their hand in the diaper and find a chocolate bar or whatever.
It's true.
So there's an already identified market for that right there. Right?
Could you say that maybe you put this at Party City right next to the baby,
right,
like,
exactly,
baby shower invitations?
Right, exactly. Someone will see this and say, oh, it's a little bit like... It's a little bit like charades, but it's like charades while holding a baby, I could see someone saying. And that's possible.
And the hope is that this doll is right inside that uncanny valley and creeps you out as you're
terrifying.
Holding it. Yes, most certainly.
Yeah,
very dead eyes.
Yeah, we want something that's like Chucky level where you're looking at it and you're like, oh, well, this is going to be in my nightmares.
I'm going to play this, then go cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Infestation, on the other hand, has a lot
party
of...
Party Edition.
Yes, Infestation Party Edition, excuse me.
We want to make sure, because that original game, I mean, it's selling like hotcakes. We need...
Right, exactly. You want to have a strong level of brand differentiation.
There we go.
What it's got going for you is that it's got more of your sort of, like, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Is you would see that less at a Party City and more at, like, your friendly game store, right?
Yeah.
So...
more of like a traditional game,
right?
Which is what we're supposed to be pitching.
Whatever. I don't. Let's not say that was a light diss.
The name of the podcast is not
Will It Traditional Game. That is not the name of our podcast.
But that's it could be a side podcast if you're looking to expand.
Yes.
That's true.
So I'm trying to think of the game that I would personally play. So like I said, I'm happy to give you the poll quote that the baby game fills me with existential dread.
Okay.
But I got to lean slightly more towards Infestation Party Edition. Like,
there we go.
So the thing for me is, you got to imagine that half the game is about trying to flick the bugs into the house, right? But the other half of the game is trying to flick the bug onto another player so that they get lightly weirded out.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true. So, and maybe they're a little sticky the first couple of times you play, and then that wears off.
Do you ever play like Sticky Chameleons?
I've seen it played, and it looks like a blast. And then it looks like I would be picking hair out of it.
Yeah, it's really, really fun for the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is, I think the game's like $5 sometimes, so honestly, that might be fine.
Hey, that might work.
That might work.
I've legitimately thought about just throwing it into like White Elephant Exchanges and being like,
yeah,
hey, that's fun.
Hey.
Yeah, but like see, make the bucks a little sticky. You got something really going for you there.
See, Eric was a big fan of Infestation, the original game that was pitched a couple weeks ago. He didn't want to tell you that he already had 3 copies of it.
But he's actually paying me under the table.
That's exactly right.
That was the thing I was specifically not supposed to bring up. I apologize.
That's right. Yeah. So
that's my bad.
I hate it here.
Eric, thank you so much for coming on as a guest judge.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Where can people find your content online?
So if you're looking to chat, I'm usually the chattiest on Instagram. So that's Instagram.com/whatsEricPlaying. Twitter, due to a mild naming character limit, I'm What's E Playing on Twitter. What can you do? If you want to read reviews or look at more photography, I'm available, or I'm online on the Punchboard Media website or on whatsEricPlaying.com.
Excellent. Fantastic, Eric. Thank you so much. Yeah. And remember, you, the listener, have a vote in this situation. If you thought that Don't Wake the Baby was the best pitch, head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and you get to pick whether Don't Wake the Baby or Infestation Party Edition should have won this episode. We love hearing your feedback and comments, so be sure to comment and let us know about what you think about these two game pitches. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.